In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word. In the year 2026, 2 years, the Sagrada Familia, the Church of the Holy Family in Barcelona, will be completed. I've never seen this masterpiece of Antoni Gaudí in person, but the pictures are stunningly beautiful, with bold flying buttresses and twisted towers rising up over this urban landscape. But even more compelling than how this church will look when it's finished is the story of how long it remained unfinished. Gaudí began working on this cathedral in the 1880s, so 140 years ago. And he worked on it for some 40 years before he died, and he left it about 15 to 20% complete. And then five generations somehow kept Gaudí's vision alive through world wars and political upheavals. And it took 125 years all the way until 2010 for the cathedral to even be ready for worship. And yet, several million people a year went and go to see this unfinished masterpiece, the most visited site in all of Spain. Why is that? I think that a big part of the attraction for this cathedral and its story is the great power of unfinished masterpieces. Unfinished was actually the name of one of the most famous, most well-attended Metropolitan Museum of Art exhibits, Unfinished. Back in 2016, they gathered 200 works from masters that were unfinished. And people were deeply drawn into the open-ended questions about why they were unfinished, both the art and in the life of the artist. Was this unfinished intentionally because, or was it because that the artist died before he finished? Was this just a sketch and a throwaway, or was this a step on the way to some masterpiece never yet accomplished? Well, for Christians, this is all the more engaging, these questions, because we believe in a creator God and that we are his free-willed creations. So then, has God left this world incomplete on purpose? Am I capable of some masterpiece in my life? And if so, how do I complete that? Well, if you want help in answering those questions today, look to Mary, the Mother of God, who is spotlighted in today's gospel reading, as well as we'll look at Antoni Gaudí, who, by the way, is up for canonization as a special servant of God by the bishops of the Church of Spain. But before we get to them, let's just address that first question of whether you believe that God has indeed left this world unfinished. Well, if you look in the very first pages of our scriptures, what happens? God creates everything, including mankind, but then he rests, and he gives it over for us to take stewardship of creation, to even be co-creators of creation. And if you look around you today, our world remains unfinished. Not only is it physically always changing and evolving, but it's very much changing by the work of humans as we evolve in history, as we evolve in culture, as we evolve in religion. Hopefully we're evolving in all these, but we're definitely changing. The world has always been, for example, full of musical potential, but it takes a Bach to manifest that into reality, right? The world was always full of potential energy, but it takes an Edison, a Tesla, a Fermi to harness that power. The world has always been potentially very, very good, true, and beautiful, but it takes Jesus to make these real in his life. And so God creates an unfinished potential world which only becomes complete with our participation through humans. And it's not just the geniuses, but through all of us, because we're equally called to be co-creators of our lives, to finish the unfinished work of, for example, building your character, For example, of responding to your calling in life. For example, raising your families. For example, growing closer to each other and to God through this blessed church. And as I said, if you want great role models to get you started in the great unfinished spiritual masterpieces of your life and of my life, there's no better way to start than with the woman whose words begin every Badarak and every church service, Mary, the Mother of God, the one who greets you whenever you enter an Armenian church at the altar. In Armenian, her name is what? Mariam Astvadzatzin. Mary, the birth giver of God. Mary was a spiritual genius, as we saw outlined in today's reading. She was young and poor and the furthest from being voted most likely to succeed that you could ever find. She simply knew who God was to her, and she was chosen to perform a great task to bring the Savior into the world. And she said yes. And her answer changed all of history. And she said, as we read today, "Here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." God had this great unfinished plan for Mary and for the entire world and you and I in the coming of his Son, but it wouldn't have happened if Mary didn't take it on. And Mary's calling extends to us. That's why she's the Queen of Saints and at the front of every church, because as we seek to complete our incomplete lives, is there any better job description than Mary's title, birth giver of God? That is, what greatness could you and I achieve if we simply dedicated ourselves to giving birth to God in everything we do and everything we say and everyone we meet with humility and with faith? Now, the second and more down-to-earth example for us to follow is Antoni Gaudí's humble dedication to God and the church he gave his whole life to build. So for several years, he actually lived like a monk in this dusty building site, surviving on little more than spiritual inspiration to finish God's church. And though he was famous, especially at the beginning of his life and the beginning of this project, as years went by, you can imagine he was ridiculed for how little he had actually accomplished. And he died penniless. And he left a church that was less than a quarter finished. But somehow Gaudí always had faith. And in his later years, an interviewer famously asked Gaudí if he was embarrassed to have no clue when his project would be finished. And Gaudí said, "My client is not in a hurry." What humility and faith he had to give his life to this work and then give it to God and for all of the people to come, to complete. And so then today, let's take Gaudí's words and the life of Mary and the saints as inspiration, remembering who our client is, and that the great masterpieces of the world, including the great masterpiece of you and the great masterpiece of me, remain unfinished. Whatever your age, we delude ourselves if we're self-satisfied and think we're finished rather than opening ourselves daily to what God would like to fulfill and complete through you and me. Life is not a short story. It's a long one, according to our faith. And we are not the star of that story. So let's have a vision for our lives so grand that it can only be accomplished by the grace of God and the help of others, and let's also learn to say yes to God like Mariam Astvadzatzin, so we can bring Christ to bear in every thought, in every word, in every deed, so that with him we might be part of this greatest masterpiece, now and always, and unto the ages of ages. Amen.